I would like to address this distinguished audience with the Finnish perspectives on the dynamism of the Framework Convention dialogue with the advisory committee and between monitoring our bodies and the autonomy thereof. The Framework Convention is a living human rights instrument. It endures time and adapts to changing situations regarding minorities. The interpretation of the convention is constantly developing to meet the needs of the national minorities for protection. With time, new national minorities come into existence too. And in this regard, I would like to recall that nationality must not be the decisive criterion for the protecting minorities in the territory of a state party. The concept of a national minority has not been defined in the Framework Convention, and this has proved to be a far-sighted and prudent approach. When ratifying the convention and preparing for its first report on its implementation, Finland deliberately did not want to take an express and exclusive stand on the question which minorities the scope of the convention covers and which it does not cover. This is due to the fact that the existence of minorities does not depend on the declaration by the government, but on the factual situation in the country. And we are waiting, of course, with interest, the thematic commentary on the scope of application of the Framework Convention. Thus, drafting it falls solely within the competence of the Advisory Committee, and the Framework Convention has been implemented for 17 years now, and for some of the states' parties, the fourth monitoring round is going on. And I think it provides the Advisory Committee with a wide perspective for studying the scope of application of the Convention and its developments. The thematic commentary will be an important instrument for the states' parties for evaluating the national implementation of the Convention and the coverage of the minority protection. When implementing the Framework Convention, the states' parties have a certain margin of discretion. However, the states' parties should apply the margin with human rights consciousness and with a human rights-friendly interpretation. Sometimes the adequate protection of minorities and the provision of equal opportunities may require positive discrimination. If the Advisory Committee adapts the Framework Convention to the factual minority situation in Europe, the states' parties too must be prepared to receive their review their positions and to change them if necessary. In this regard, a continuous, constructive and a dialogue with the Advisory Committee is essential. Finland reported on the implementation of the Framework Convention for the first time in 1999. The report made a distinction between so-called old Russians and other, namely migrant Russians. Old Russians who immigrated into Finland 100 years ago were considered a national minority. And those Russians who had immigrated into Finland since the beginning of the 1990s were considered a new minority which did not belong to the scope of the convention. The committee analyzed this dichotomy and found it artificial. It recommended that Finland should follow an overall inclusive and pragmatic approach with regard to the personal scope of application. In the sphere of the continuing constructive dialogue between the convention monitoring bodies and the government, also this view of the committee was carefully examined and considered by the government. As a result, change in the application of the convention was adopted by the government in this issue. Today, we are applying the convention to the Russian-speaking minority without a distinction as to whether an individual has a long ancestral roots in Finland or is a new immigrant. Minority rights have proved to be an exceptionally sensitive issue in all multi-forums. As previous speakers have referred to, there are attempts, obviously, for political reasons inappropriately challenge the work of the Advisory Committee and to hinder the Committee of Ministers to adopt the subsequent conclusions. And this is, of course, a concern to us. The years-long delay in the drafting of resolutions by the Committee of Ministers weakens minority protection in Europe. The Malta Forum has in certain cases become a bilateral forum where some parties ride on their hobby horses of national minority policies. Any dialogue should be constructive and concentrate only on the legal questions aroused in the application of the convention. Alan Phillips referred to the good faith of the states' parties when ratifying the convention. When acceding to the framework convention, a state party also recognizes the independent and autonomous status of the advisory committee in monitoring the implementation of the convention and is assumed to act also bona fide in the committee of ministers in the decision-making of the final resolution. According to the preamble of the Framework Convention, the upheavals of the European history have shown that the protection of national minorities is essential to stability, democratic security, and peace in this continent. We must not be lulled into the feeling of stability, though. For instance, tensions related to religious minorities are on the increase. To protect national minorities and to promote their rights, active efforts are needed. The states' parties are jointly responsible for them, and it is also important that the Council of Europe, OSCE, and the United Nations share their respective knowledge and experience and work together to address emerging problems. To conclude, I would like to point out to the Council of Europe seminar on the Sami in Inari that Nina already referred to earlier today. In that seminar, Finland encouraged the advisory committee, the committee of experts, and ECRI to consider the preparation of a joint thematic commentary or a general comment. Such a joint message of three independent and autonomous human rights bodies would have an exceptional weight. It would permit an analysis of thematic minority issues from three different perspectives and strengthen the message supporting minority rights. I thank you.
Thank you.